You're listening to the Unstoppably Yours podcast, spreading joy and everything in between.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Unstoppably Yours podcast. I'm joined today with Jarrett and Brittley. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
And today we are going to discuss exercise, moving our bodies. What does that mean? What ways we can do? Why it's good to do that? So let's dive into that.
So I love exercise. I always have since I was very little. I was a competitive gymnast. And so at a very young age, three, started really valuing moving, you know, movement and the importance of building muscle for, you know, your lifelong health. So this is a topic near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, same for me.
Nope.
We grew up, I think, you know, Jer and I went to school together. We grew up together. And so it was just something that we all did. We were in cheerleading together. Running the laps. We had to run laps every day. So, yeah, I played volleyball and track. It's very close to me. I love it. I feel way better when I do exercise. I will say that, since I went through my cancer diagnosis, I stopped and didn't take care of myself. But then now, it's even more important to me. But on that note, I've also aged. Not gracefully. I'm trying. It's difficult. But yeah, so my body doesn't handle certain exercises like it did. Like I used to be an avid runner and I loved it. And now my body's like, let's not do that so strenuously. So I can't, like, you know, go out and run 5 miles every day, but I can go out and walk run, which I am in, which I'm starting to do again. But when I don't feel like that, I just go for a walk, and that's good enough.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up like how our bodies change. It was a mistake I was making because, like you, I was used to doing very strenuous activity, like Orange Theory, where it's very intense. If anyone knows that gym, and I was a member for 6 years. I loved it. I still love it. But sounds terrible, but I was getting fatter. Like I was literally, my BMI was raising and started doing some research. And because being, you know, basically over 45, your body starts responding differently. And I don't know, you know, the science behind it, but it just needs different things. So I've started doing more yoga, Pilates, mm-hmm. isometric holds. I'm using my own body as a way to build muscle. And I think that's just empowering as well. Like I don't need outside things to build muscle. Everything I need is right here, you know, on me. And so that's been really empowering. And I can do some at home, which is always really great for people who might not feel like going out, you know, just doing, you know, a hold, what do they call it?
Now plank.
Thank you. I was like, plank, you know, and even if you have to do your knees to start, like there's no wrong or right way to exercise. Wall Pilates has become really big. And I actually work out at a sauna called Hot Works. I think it's new to our area. And I have been doing it for a year and have seen amazing benefits because it's infrared heat, which is healing for joints. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you, you know, like going through chemo and things like that, it really affects that. This is a way to get kind of, they call it 3D training because you're getting multiple benefits. So lots of options. And like you said, just taking that walk,
right.
you know, a brisk walk, a slow walk, whatever, you know, wherever you are in your own journey, it can't be compared with somebody else. And that is a really important piece.
Yeah. And that is important because you can, especially with social media, you can look at people that are, you know, with the same age bracket and you're like, oh, how is this person, you know, and this doing this and able to look like this and then I'm not, but you definitely can't compare. Everybody's body is different and we all are in a different walk in life. So, but I definitely agree with you, Jarrah. The older we get, our bodies do require different exercises than they did when we were younger. And yoga and Pilates, I too have incorporated that, and I love it. The latest thing that I was taught and am practicing is Qigong. And it Ooh. Is absolutely, definitely my jam. 100%, I love it. Qigong.
Qigong. Yeah. Okay.
What is that? It's very beneficial for, I knew you were going to ask me that and I didn't look it up, but it's an exercise. It's like moving energy, but it is extremely relaxing. Brittley, you can Google the definition so that we can make sure that we say it properly. But I started
seeing. Is it like a Tai Chi kind of thing?
Kinda. But when the first time I was taught to do it, the lady showed me three simple moves, and right away I could tell my body was like, yes, this is good for me. And when I find myself in a stressful situation, I can visualize that, and it's very calming to my mind and my body. Brittley's got the wording.
So Qigong, spelled Qigong, but pronounced Qigong, was developed in China thousands of years ago as part of traditional Chinese medicine. It involves using exercises to optimize energy within the body, mind, and spirit with the goal of improving and maintaining health and well-being. I'm also going to add BMI is an outdated practice that's actually incorrect. So, all I gotta say.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because it's very
yeah, I read that too. Brittley, I read that recently too, that we should not go based on that.
That's good because I have a few pounds to lose, but when it's showing you're obese, it's like,
oh, I know. It's like, gee, thank you.
Yeah.
But no.
They didn't test this out very well. They didn't test it on women, for one. Most mm-hmm. exercise science is not based on women. So just keep that in mind.
But yes, going back to the Qigong, I definitely 100% love it. It's been wonderful for me. I do it every morning and sometimes even at nighttime. Though at nighttime, it can give you, depending on how you react to it, it can give you more energy. So it could not be beneficial before you go to bed. It's better in the morning because I feel like it does give you a little bit more energy, or it does for me.
And is there like a video that you use or an app? Is there...
I can send you, I'll send you information on it, but yeah, it is one, it's amazing.
So for those out there like me who don't like exercise.
And she chimes in.
But you need to do it. Beginner yoga is great, and just movement meditation. So that can be just like taking a very quick walk. Or if you still have the ability to do this, climb trees. Still love doing that, and that's still exercising. Exercising doesn't have to be we go to the gym, we lift weights, or we do all these types of movements. It can be kind of whatever you want. Like, it can be playing with your kids or nieces and nephews or cousins, because we all know toddlers and little kids love to run us ragged.
Oh yeah.
Energizer bunnies.
We were just with the babies, and, you know, after 3 days, you're like, oh, I feel like I ran a marathon. It's so much fun. And that's the greatest part, is that it's so much fun that you're not even thinking about it, but you are working out. So, yes, that's a good thing to mention.
Standing more, because sitting is not the best for your health. It's the new smoking.
True.
So be careful with that. And kind of just things like that. Whether you're like moving around in the kitchen and cooking a lot, that's still a little bit of exercise. It's getting you out. Whether you just go check the mail really quick.
Well, or doing daily chores. Yeah, cleaning your house. It can be as simple as that.
Movement in general just adds up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point, Brittley, that just move more, stand more. You know, that is a really... really good point. Like, you know, mow the lawn.
Yeah.
That's exercise. So
drink water, which I'm not doing today.
Yeah.
Soda.
Water. Yeah, I did. I have discovered also, I started seeing an acupuncturist, and that's for another day. I definitely want to have another episode just strictly on that, because so much information that I've learned from this lady is just amazing. But I have learned that my body definitely loves water. And we all know that I love my wine. But I've also learned that my body doesn't care for that so much. So, you know, also I think it too is granted, alcohol is not good for us in general, but we all do, not we all, but some of us do like to indulge and have some of that. But I also feel like the older we get, the worse sometimes our body doesn't handle it and processes it well, at least for me. But the people I've come into contact and spoken to, they've all been like, oh yeah, since I've gotten older, I definitely see, you know, a way that my body is not accepting, it's not digesting it properly. Not right? Like it did, yeah, when we were younger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's definitely the way that the body processes food, processes alcohol. That's all like very different the older you get. So if you're young listening to this, enjoy.
Enjoy it while you can. We're not saying go out and get drunk. By far, we're not saying that. But definitely enjoy your youngness, your young time.
We sound like our parents.
Yes.
But, and it doesn't mean that 50 isn't wonderful. You know, like, there's so many other benefits as well. So like every age, every time you age, I think you can look for the real positives instead of negatives. You just have to be willing to like pivot and change, because otherwise you're going to stay stuck and go, why? What am I doing wrong?
Exactly.
And you're not doing anything wrong. It's just the natural process.
Yeah, I just heard on TV the other day, they were like, 50 is the new 20. And I'm like, I started laughing out loud. I'm like, yes, could you please tell my body that?
Yeah, right.
My mind's like, yes. 30. My body's like, no.
I'm excited to turn 30.
Oh, yes.
My supervisor was like, are you sure about that? Like, why? I was like, well, because it's, you know, new. Let's see what happens.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I've always said this about you. You are an old soul, and you will age very gracefully. Like, it doesn't bother you.
I've been finding gray hairs. I'm just like, wait till it's all gray, and then I can dye it whatever color. It's gonna be awesome.
See, that's a different way of looking at it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, wrinkles and gray hair show wisdom and show that you've lived a life. I'd rather have that than die. So
that's true. Well, at least we're here and alive, and
yes.
You know, especially now more than ever, I understand how important, really nothing else matters but your health. Like, to have good health is extremely important.
But exercise is a part of good health.
Yes,
you know,
and
what I'm saying?
To have like, that, you definitely have to, we have to move our body. Our bodies were made to move, not to be sedentary.
And you want good skeletal, you know, as you age, you want your skeletal whatever to stay healthy. That's muscle, right? It surrounds it and it keeps you upright and not hunched over. And so, you know, just kind of remember as you're not feeling it, I don't want to do this today, but I also don't want to be hunched over. Or I have a friend whose mom was just sitting in a chair and her back broke. It just broke because she had become sedentary. Her husband passed away and she was probably depressed and she just sat and her body depleted and her back just broke.
That's
and
insane.
So, you know, yeah. So just remembering that movement is going to keep you healthy in other ways as well.
Now I've got this in my head. Move it, move it, move it.
You gotta move it. The penguins.
Yes. Madagascar.
I like to move it, move it.
No. Oh, sorry. That just popped in my head when you said that.
Thanks, Tanya.
You're welcome.
I did this last episode.
Just trying to turn a sad situation into a little bit happier one.
Yeah.
We sit with discomfort. We don't try and avoid it.
Well, we did sit with it for 5 minutes or 5 seconds.
Yeah, 5 seconds. That's not sitting with it. anyway, also, like, if you have dogs or other pets, playing with them is also a type of movement. Because I know dogs definitely get you active and busy. If you have a cat that really likes to play, that also gets you active and busy. I have two of them. One of them really likes to jump really high when she plays with her toys. So that helps. So, yeah. Small animals, movements.
Yeah, and animals are great to also help with our moods.
Yeah.
That being said, our animals also, we also need to take care of our animals and be kind to them. They live such a short life, which is very unfair. And so I feel like, you know, them more than anyone should be spoiled. And so definitely pamper your animals. And Jara's rolling her eyes because she's like, yes, that's coming from the one.
Oh, did you see that? Did I roll them out loud?
Hey, I need to get a house.
I am the biggest spoiler of animals.
You are. And I love that about you.
I need to get a house eventually because there is a bird at PetSmart that has attached to Thomas. Anytime we go in there, he's like, oh, there's you. And he just like wants to go to the glass to keep Thomas. And I'm like, we need a house so we can get this really cute little poor bird that's in a glass container by itself, which I also think is wrong because birds need pairs.
I agree.
There's also a dog at the local animal shelter here who has been returned for the second time and needs a home. And I want to scoop him up. His name's Bandit. Oh, my gosh. But I need a house.
Yes, you do, because we were at Petco the other day, and there was one poor kitty cat all by himself. He's big, and he was the only cat there. And I'm like, oh, and Dad's like, we should just get it and take it to Britley.
I will take all the animals.
The cat lady at 30.
I'm just a cat lady. I'm trying to convince Thomas to let us get bunnies, and he's like, no. They smell. Okay. I'm like, no, you can train him to use a litter box.
I lived with a girl. She moved into my house and she had bunnies and they chew furniture.
They chew everything. Yes. We had a bunny when the girls were little and it chewed everything. I love rabbits.
You have to learn how to entertain it, how to keep it in its like pen. You just like, yeah.
True.
Just like any other animal, they get bored and they destroy things.
So I'm kind of digging goldfish.
Well, you can't walk a goldfish, which is not good for us.
No, but goldfish actually, like fish in general, do bond with humans as well.
That's true. So that's an episode.
I'm telling you.
An episode on animals.
Well, I think with fish, like that's the peace and calm. Maybe not the exercise.
That's
we'll
true.
For
yeah.
Another day.
That's true. Yes.
You can take bunnies out on a leash. They will walk with you.
Oh, I saw somebody at the beach with a potbelly pig. I was oh my goodness.
See, animals, they get you out, they get you active, they also get you social.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true.
And again, I think it goes back to we're all different, and some are animal lovers and walking those dogs. I know, Tanya, you're Belgians. You guys are, they require activity, so that's great. You know, and some people like the, you know, if you're younger and you like that hardcore workout, that sweating makes you feel accomplished, and or you're older and you know you're doing chair exercises, chair Pilates or chair yoga. I think it's important just to remember, don't compare yourself to others.
Right.
Meet yourself where you are in your own journey. What you're dealing with isn't what somebody else is dealing with, and what you see on social media may not be actually what's going on. They could have had a tummy tuck, right? So, you know, people don't tell the truth. So just like meet yourself where you are and just move in the way that works for you. Just make sure you're moving.
Right. And that being said, also on that, when we are out, if we are outside and not knowing, you know, not comparing ourselves because we don't know, we also don't know what anyone else is going through. So the world that we live in is not the kindest right now, and it's up to us individually to change that. And so show kindness to other people. A quick smile, or even just a, you know, a polite hello, how are you, checking in with other people is good.
There's a difference between nice and kind, but we will discuss that later. Anyway, well, I was just going to add that don't compare yourself to yesterday. Mm. Sometimes where you are today is not where you were yesterday. It's not going to be where you are tomorrow. Sometimes you just don't have the spoons. So be kind to yourself, be compassionate, and give yourself grace. So maybe today you can do that really hard workout. Maybe tomorrow it's a rest day. Maybe the next day it's we can only do yoga for 30 minutes. Just give yourself some leeway.
Yes. And be kind to ourselves.
Yes. On that note, we're going to end it there. Thank you for listening to another wonderful podcast episode. We will see you in the next one. And at this time, this will be posted on the 24th. So in 3 days, we will be having our gala. So if we see any of you there, that'd be great. If we don't, next time we have it, awesome. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you in the next one.
All right. Bye.